Hello and welcome to the Unknown Unknown. Today, we're going to do something a little different. Not having a conversation with anyone. I'm not going to go through any heady information or talk you through any ideas. I want to share a meditation with you. A meditation about presence and regeneration. A meditation to give us all a little space. This will be maybe 20 minutes. So if you don't have the time to do that right now, save this for later and come back to it when you can come and sit in a comfortable place in the quiet, undisturbed for a little while. So the last few weeks, as you probably know, there have been a couple of eclipses. We're heading out of eclipse season for this spring. And it's been a lot for many people I know, myself included. And eclipses are, you know, they're really magical times. They happen every year, twice a year, forever. Like, eclipses are part of our life. And to me, they signify something particularly interesting because we're essentially going through an entire moon phase in a few hours. And that is, it's a lot energetically. And sometimes our physical body doesn't even notice. Our emotions, we don't notice. It depends on what's going on with us. And it's not a good thing or a bad thing to notice an eclipse or have it be amazing or terrible or any of this. It's just a thing that happens or a thing that doesn't. And it's not something we can try for or change. It's just, you know, did we notice the weather today? It's subtle energetic weather, but did we notice it? Is it affecting us? And we all have different birth charts, and so it affects us all differently. But regardless of what the eclipse was like for you, this is also springtime in the Northern Hemisphere, where most of you are. And things are changing. Things are growing. Seeds are germinating and sprouting out of the earth. Leaves are budding and emerging from nothing, it seems, into beautiful little green things. And having all of this energy around us that is so in so much motion often puts us in motion, or if we are not feeling like that, can bring anxiety because we're not in motion and it's all around us. And so what I want to do is just spend a little time in meditation. I'll do a guided meditation for us that will help us take a few moments to be with wherever we are. And I don't want to say process it. That's a little more than we can probably do in a not together in real time or in space, but give each of us the space to just sit with where we are and spend a little time with it. So if you're ready, find a place to sit, get comfortable, allow yourself to lean back. If that feels right, you could lay down if you want. You want to make sure it's easy for you to breathe. Make sure you're not wearing clothing that's restrictive. You want to make sure your arms and legs have good circulation. You want your body to feel comfortable and supported. And as you settle into the space you've chosen for this meditation, start to notice how your body is feeling and making changes if you need to, grabbing a blanket, shifting a pillow, changing into a bigger sweater. You want to give yourself a space right now where you can move your attention from your physical body into your internal body, which is deeply and fully connected to your physical body. But we don't want to make our physical body uncomfortable while we're doing this. So Also, if you're thirsty or hungry or need to go to the bathroom, do all of those things. Pause this. Take care of that body. And I often find when I finally sit down and rest and give it a moment, lots of those things will come up. So if they do, don't worry. Take care of your body and then come back and we'll be here. So when you're feeling like you have a safe, comfortable container for your body, and you can finally start to inhabit your physical space, noticing sensations as they're arising. And again, if something new comes up that you need to adjust for, do that and pause this. And if not, and you're feeling ready, you can close your eyes or soften your gaze. And we'll start with paying attention to the sounds around us so that we can help to our whole body and our nervous system and our emotions, every part of our being start to get comfortable. Because whatever sounds are going on around us will go on around us while we're doing this meditation. If you have noise canceling headphones or something like that, that can be really helpful. And this isn't like we need to get the perfect situation for every time we meditate. We are making a special space right now where we can really rest and rejuvenate. And so we're taking a little extra care. When we hear sounds in our physical environment, it can bring us out of our revelry or focus. And so we want to reduce sounds. And if we can't reduce sounds because, say, there's a fan going or there's traffic noise or a dog barking across the street, letting our whole system know we hear those sounds and we don't need to focus on them anymore. We can let them drift into the background. And as you start to become comfortable with your sonic settings, you can move your attention away from them. Just spend a moment noticing your physical sensations again on the outside of your body, how your skin feels, what the air feels like around you. When you breathe in, where are you feeling the air and what does it feel like in your body? If you change to breathing from your nose to your mouth or from your mouth to your nose, what do you feel? And we're just settling into the space that we physically inhabit. Start to notice the feeling of your body on your chair or bed or sofa or floor, wherever you are. Notice all that contact that your body has with that surface and how it's holding you. Feel how supported you are. Feel how comfortable you are. And when you're ready, you can start to move your attention into and away from your external environment into your internal world. And notice how you enter into your internal world. Is it like when you close your eyes, you suddenly shift into a different place? Does it start in your eyes or in your mind? What is it you feel as you start to look internally? And what senses do you use? Are you feeling? Are you thinking? Are you looking? Moving that attention from the outside inside. Does it feel soothing? Do you feel comfortable inside your body? We can start at the top of our body. I like to often have my attention move in through my eyes and then back into my brain. Move it into your brain and then let it stop in the middle of your head. There's a part of the brain called the corpus callosum, and it connects the left and right hemispheres of the brain. I think of it as a neutral place between the two worlds that our brain creates for us. Our left brain brings in details, pieces, and our right brain assembles those pieces into a whole. And the corpus callosum takes the information from one side to the other so those things can happen. So the right brain sees something, the whole picture, sends that picture to the left brain that decides what it is to focus on and starts to look at specific things within that picture. Gathers all the little pieces that that left brain finds, and then sends the information back to the right brain to assemble the big picture and make sense out of it. And so when we sit in the middle, we can watch this process happening for ourselves, and we can take a break, because the thinking doesn't happen in the middle of the brain. It's just like a tunnel, it's a pathway. You can take a moment and move your attention. Let it drop all the way into the left side of your brain. When I do that, I often tilt my head to the left as if my attention kind of pools over there. Just feeling what it's like on that side of the brain. And then moving your attention back into the middle, putting your head up straight, and then allowing your head to fall to the right, and letting your attention fall into the right side of the brain. Noticing what it feels like there. And then coming back to the middle. Throughout our day, at every moment, and probably at night when we're sleeping, although I don't know for sure, we're going back and forth between these different sides of our brain. And it's actually a cycle, the one I mentioned before, where the right brain directs attention, brings in the big picture, the left brain divides it up into pieces, gives it back to the right brain to make sense out of. And the right brain changes focus, sends it to the left brain, looks at all the pieces, sends it to the right brain and assembles them. This is a really important way that we process information on a physical level. This is a physiological process that happens in our brain. But we can also think of how this happens throughout our life on a bigger scale. It's how we learn. It's how we get to know things. It happens not just on a physiological level in our brain, but because our brain is organized that way, it actually makes sense to us as a way to process information and to understand things. And if we start to think about some of the things that have happened over the last few weeks, use that right brain to look out over our past, allowing it to search until an event or an idea, a topic, a picture, something comes to you. Something that's been important to you over the last few weeks. Give it time. Let something emerge that you can stand back and look at. A conversation, something you read, a series of events, a theme, or just a moment that really stands out as important to you. And spend some time looking at it, feeling into it. Maybe it's an image that you can see. Maybe it's a feeling that's been really prevalent. Whichever it is, spend some time exploring it. If it is a picture, ask yourself what feelings you feel. If it's a feeling, see if there's a sensation in your body that matches it. Spend some time getting to familiarize yourself with how you have stored this memory and how it's sitting inside your being right now. And as we're beginning to look into this event or moment, this memory you've chosen, allow your left brain to come into play, breaking it into pieces, looking at each part of this memory, looking at how it happened or why it happened, what made it up, who was there, what happened before or after. Just allow yourself to be in a little bit of analysis mode. That left brain comes in and looks at all these different parts. And as you allow these parts to arise, when one comes up, allow your attention to focus on it. And then allow your attention to move into your body and notice what feelings or sensations come up with that part. Maybe it's a specific person, a certain color, a sound, a word. But each time, come into your body and check how your body is processing that piece. And if you're looking around and there isn't anything yet, go back to the big picture again. Go back into that right brain mode. And look at that memory again or feel it again, remembering the whole thing. And then moving back into that left brain and allowing yourself to focus on one part of it. When you look at that one part, let yourself look at it from many angles, feel it. Notice those body sensations. If emotions arise, know that's okay. Know that you have the capacity and the strength to feel that emotion. Allow yourself to be with it. If you can, move into your body and feel how your body feels about it. If emotions start to get to be too much, I often move my attention into my heart or into my second chakra, into my womb area or pelvic bowl. Or even down into the earth, if it's more than I can take at the moment. And then allowing my attention to come back into my body. So as you're going through these pieces of this memory you've chosen, and you start to feel like new information is emerging, or your perspective on this thing is shifting, notice how you're moving back into that right brain where you're seeing the whole picture again. Notice how you're feeling into a certain part, allowing that little part to expand, allowing yourself to focus on it, and then bringing that understanding into the big picture helps things to shift, make more sense, become fuller. Give yourself time to explore, going between little pieces and the big picture, going between images, ideas, feelings, and sensations. If you get stuck in one of those modalities, like thoughts or feelings, allow yourself to be there. If you feel you want to shift, imagine your attention physically moving from that place. So if you're stuck in thoughts, allow yourself to move your attention from your mind into your body. Try moving it into your heart. And when you're ready, take a moment to go back into that big picture that you brought in, that one memory you chose. Take a look at it. Has it changed? Has it deepened? Are there more colors, more feelings, more ideas? Or maybe it's become less important with a little more attention on it. Take a moment to decide how you feel about that memory now and what you'd like to do with it. It could be something you want to let go of, could be something you want to build on. Maybe you want to express it on a page or in some way that you like to express things in writing or drawing. Maybe you want to talk about it with another person. You want to dance it out, sing it out. Maybe you want to forget about it entirely and let it totally go. Or maybe you want to spend more time working with it. Take a moment to decide what it is you'd like to do with it and give yourself a chance to do that. So if you're wanting to let go, I often like to use one of the elements to help me let go of an item. So you could imagine the wind blowing it away. You could bury it in the earth. You can imagine water or rain washing it away and fire burning it away. Letting go and making space for something else. If instead you want to express it, in a few moments we'll be done. You can get your pen or pencil or whatever it is that maybe you want to record a voice memo about it. But know that in a few minutes you can write it down. Or you can pause this and write it or express it, and come back and close out the meditation when you're done. Maybe you want to celebrate it and you want to have a little celebration, have some chocolate and a nice walk under the stars, or however you like to celebrate. And when you've decided what you're going to do next with this new information you've gathered, and you've made a plan in your mind, let's take a moment to let it settle and move our attention back into our bodies. Taking a few deep breaths. Listening to our heartbeats for a moment. And just being present. Might be hard if you're excited or drained or ready to move on to this next step. But just taking a moment before we do. Enjoying a few deep breaths. Noticing how you're feeling in your internal world. Allowing your attention to drop deep inside your body. And when you're ready, allowing it to rise back up into that same spot in the middle of your brain, the corpus callosum. And taking a moment to prepare yourself to come back into the world. Giving yourself a moment of thanks for taking the time to do this. When you're ready, you can begin to move your body, listen for external sounds, turn that regular hearing back up. If you haven't, you can start to open your eyes slowly. And continue to notice your breath as you enter the external world again with your eyes open. Beginning to move, maybe sitting up if you aren't already. Coming back to regular consciousness. Prepared to move forward as you planned during the meditation. Moving into life, enjoying the rest of your day. Taking a moment to drink some water, move around a little, do something human and embodied. And with that, I thank you. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And if you want, you can always come back and do this again or do it on your own with other things that have come up in the last few weeks or whenever you like. It was great spending this time with you, and I'll see you next week. Bye.